Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Take a public stand for purity. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
You know, Matt, we as a church are called to be light. We are called to be different. We are called to be not of the world. We are in the world, but we are not to be of it. And it's been, you know, quite discouraging to see a lot of Christians cave to sexual immorality, that they decide to live together, they decide to practice sexual intimacy before marriage. So this particular campaign that we started 22 years ago, in fact, to call the Day of Purity, to encourage Christians to take a public stand for purity. And that can be done on February 14th, which is coming up the end of the week, and wear white on that day. You know, it's known as Valentine's Day and love and all that good stuff. Well, as Christians, we can wear white and say we are standing and promoting abstinence and inspire others to do the same.
You know, we had a girl some years ago when we launched this who was on a high school campus, and another girl was passing out the Day of Purity card pledges to pledge to be pure. And the girl that was getting the card, she put her head down. She said, I'm not sure I can take that because, you see, I've already, you know, not pure. And the girl that was handing it out said, well, you know, you can always begin today.
Sure.
And the Lord, you know, will cover your sins if you confess your sins to him, and you can begin today as a brand new day. Mm-hmm. And her countenance lit up, and she took the card and signed it and made a commitment for purity. And
that's a beautiful thing about Jesus. You can be, we're in a constant state of sanctification, you know, and you repent, and then you can be made new. And I think of one year, some students on a college campus gave out white carnations to everybody with a card on them and told them why they were doing this. They're making a public stand for purity.
Yeah. And, you know, some of the comments that we've had is that, thank you for doing this, because they get so much pressure the other way.
Oh, yeah.
And now they have this backing of the Day of Purity and others to back them as well, that they're going to take a commitment for purity. And it's not just if you're thinking, oh, this is just for high schoolers or college age students. It's for anyone to have sexual intimacy only in the context of marriage, to keep your body pure. And our Day of Purity is based on the Word of God that encourages holiness and sexual purity. For example, 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 18 through 20 says, quote, flee sexual immorality. Every other sin that a person commits is outside the body, but the sexually immoral person sins against his own body. Or do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit within you, whom you have from God, and that you are not your own? For you have been bought for a price, therefore glorify God in your body.
You know, and God is very clear throughout his word about being pure, about fleeing from sexual immorality, fleeing sexual sin. And it's not so that he's a killjoy, it's that it's the best for us so that we can go before him pure and clean, and that when you do decide to marry, that you save yourself for that particular spouse.
Yeah, and you know, when you look at the context of this writing, 1 Corinthians, Paul spent 18 months there, and he's writing to the Corinthian church when he's outside of Corinth, but he spent 18 months there, and he wrote about four letters, but we have two of those letters. And in 1 Corinthians 6, he talks about this statement, every other sin that a person commits is outside the body, but the sexually immoral person sins against his own body. What does that mean? Every other sin outside of sexual immorality is a sin outside of your body, but sexual immorality is a sin against your own body. It somehow is fundamentally different than any other sin that you can commit, which is outside the body. He also talks about the fact that in Corinth, that was a very luxurious city, very wealthy, but also very sexually immoral. And up on the top of the hill was a temple cult. And they had about 1,000 male and female prostitutes that were associated with that cult that would be up there on the mountaintop that was visible from all around, from the sailors and the people that were in Corinth. And also those temple prostitutes would come down into the city. And that's how the cult made its money, is by prostitution. And so he says, don't you know that when you join yourself to a prostitute, or, you know, when you have sexual relations outside of marriage, don't you know that you become one with that person?
Right.
And, you know, when you look at the context and the statements in the Bible from Genesis to Matthew and the Jesus statement, he says that the two become one. And Paul says the same thing. Don't you know when you join yourself to a prostitute, you become one with that prostitute? And that's fundamentally different of a sin against your own body than committing something else. It's fundamentally different against your body. You're hurting your own body in a way that's different than any other sin. Now, we have a lot of statistics here as well in front of us. So there's a lot of physical benefits. Certainly, there's a lot of spiritual benefits, but there's a lot of physical benefits to being pure before marriage. Not only, obviously, diseases, pregnancies, and even abortions, but on average, young people in the United States, you know, have lots, and others have a lot of sexually transmitted diseases, or anyone who engages in sex outside of marriage. If you think about it, all these sexually transmitted diseases, if you didn't have sexual relations outside of marriage, you wouldn't have those.
Right. And you look at this, an estimated 19 million new cases of sexually transmitted diseases are diagnosed each year in the United States. And almost half of them are among people ages 15 to 24. That's 19 million new cases every year.
Yeah. In 2021, unmarried women accounted for 87% of all abortions. Young women under 15 obtained 0.2% of all 2021 abortions. Women 15 to 19 years accounted for 8.1%. Women 20 to 24 accounted for 28.3%. And women 25 to 29 accounted for 28.7%. Women living with a partner to whom they are not married account for 25% of abortions. And, you know, the trend to say, well, I'm going to live together before we actually get married, statistically has been shown that it doesn't work.
Right.
You know, you would think, well, let's kick the tires, so to speak, and let's do a test run. Well, that's not the best way to start your marital relationship.
Right. If you do get married, in that case, the divorce rate is higher because you haven't had the commitment than if you waited for each other to stand before God in a committed marriage. You have compromised yourself. And I think, you know, not only God wants us to save our best for that spouse, but you know, there are physical, emotional, mental reasons for this as well. And he does not want us to compromise.
You know, he's wanting the best for you. And it's not like, oh, you can't do that because I want to withhold something good.
I'm an old killjoy.
No,
yeah.
It's like,
yeah.
Don't do that because I do want something for you that's better.
I do want the best for you, yes.
Because if you do that, it's not going to be good for you.
Because he loves us so much. That's why he chooses the best for us.
And, you know, I've heard this over and over again. I know, Holly, you've heard it too. Preachers have said this, that there's no difference in sins. All sins are equal. Well, all sins are coming short of the glory of God. And, you know, the consequences of sin is death. That's true. But it's not true that all sins are equal in their consequence. And that's what 1 Corinthians 6 is saying.
Right.
Every other sin that you commit, no matter what it is outside of your body, but the sin of sexual immorality, and that's sexual relations outside of marriage. It could be same-sex relations as well, because marriage between two people of the same sex is not part of God's design. So sexual immorality, sexual immoral people, taking sexual activity outside of the confines of marriage in a commitment of husband and wife, is a sin against your own body. It's fundamentally different. And as you said, it's not a like, well, don't do that because I want to withhold something. It's no, I want to give you something. I
right.
want to give you a blessing. And so this, I know, is a route you shouldn't take.
Even a 2016 Barna report showed that 50% of U.S. adults agree strongly that choosing not to have sex outside of marriage is healthy.
Well, for more information, I encourage you to go to Liberty Counsel's webpage, lc.org/Day of Purity. That's /Day of Purity. We have information there about the Day of Purity, whether it's in your homeschool or your private school or your public school or in your workplace or in any place.
And wear white on
February
14th.
Wear white on Valentine's Day, yes. February 14th, to express your commitment to God's design for purity and holiness.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org.